is the Heartbeat of Bolito, and Mishy is here. Hello.
How's it?
I'm good. Welcome back, as always.
Thank you, Dave.
How is Tidal Tao doing? Are you conquering the world yet?
One step at a time.
All right, we always do this because in case somebody's new to the radio station, they haven't a clue what Tidal Tao is or what it does, please.
So basically, if you can swim, then we can teach you to snorkel. And our aim is to get people exposed to the marine life right here on our doorstep, which is in the intertidal zone. And it's in shallow, deep, like knee-deep water. And we see the most amazing things. So we try and get people interested in these animals. So explain to them what these animals do. What are these things you are looking at? And it eventually becomes a hobby. And then hopefully people will go and do this as something on their own and speak to others about what we've taught them, basically. And yeah, we hope they follow our steps.
please excuse me and my ignorance, but in snorkeling, do you kind of get your body to float, or do you push off the ground? I mean, how does it actually work?
So in the ocean, because it's seawater, your body floats. You know, salt makes you float. So you basically float. But also, if you're a complete beginner and you're not a really good swimmer, we do send pool noodles with. So you can just float on this noodle.
That'd be a bit embarrassing, I can't lie.
No way. It is amazing. It's lovely. I love doing it.
All right.
And you just go in the tidal pools as a beginner. So you just start off in the tidal pools. Obviously, if you want, you can try in your pool first at home. But we take you into these tidal pools where there's no currents and no waves crashing all over you. And it's very calm. It's like a giant swimming pool full of fish.
So you've never had any emergencies, really, in your time with tidal?
Touch wood, we haven't.
Okay.
No, only thing we do get is people aren't always aware of their surroundings. So they either get a urchin in their hand or foot, or they might scrape their hand over a coral or their knee, and those are quite sharp.
Okay.
So we do get the odd cuts now and then.
And do you treat those at Tidal Tao yourself?
Definitely, yeah. Okay. So we do have first aid training, and we've got our little first aid kit. And also, if anybody gets hurt on the beach, we're always out there trying to help them.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So last time you were here, we were talking about the snorkels and the equipment you need to take part. I was going to say, is it a sport? No? Yes? No? Take part in the activities. Anyway.
It can be a sport if you're like a freediver.
Okay.
Yeah, you can definitely use it as a sport.
All right. So this week.
Yeah. So this week, what we're going to do is I want to chat to everyone about the potential problems you face when you're snorkeling.
Okay.
So once you've bought the right set of equipment, the first thing you do before you use your brand new mask is put some toothpaste in your lens and leave it there for 3 to 5 minutes. And that will actually help so your mask doesn't fog up the whole time. So there's this little film, fine little film inside that you just want to get off. Some people use flames. I'll keep flames away.
Yeah.
But
toothpaste is much safer.
Does the trick. So yeah. Once you've done that, you can go down to the beach and also put in some baby shampoo. You can put a drop in each lens and rub it and rinse it out nicely. So some people actually spit in their masks. That's just gross. Ooh, for me.
That's not nice.
But you basically spit in your mask. Ugh. And you just rinse it out. And that actually helps with defogging.
Use the toothpaste or the washing up liquid.
Yeah, the baby shampoo does amazing things. And it doesn't burn your eyes because it's for babies.
Okay.
And then once you've done that, also always make sure your mask strap is not down by your neck. If it's down there, your mask is going to leak the whole time and you're going to get super annoyed while you snorkel. So just make sure it's up by your crown, right up above, and make sure there's no hair in your mask. If there's even just one strain of hair, it's going to leak. So
you're kidding me. How does that work? Explain.
So your mask needs to like really seal nicely.
Really seal around your face.
Yeah, and it must just sit comfortable, not too tight and not too loose. Just comfortable, basically sucking to your face. But if there's a little strain of hair in there, it opens up a gap for water to seep in. And that is, just that little piece of hair would do that. Now, guys, if you do go in, also splash your face a bit. That's going to cool it down. And then while you snorkel, you will find your mask still fogs up a bit. So there's a few tricks you can do. You can either leave water in your mask, so you just like dip your head up and down to rinse the fog away. Most people will just take the mask off and flush it off. Or there's a trick they teach you when you go diving. So if you can do this deep underwater, where you lift it on top, let water filter through, and then lift it at the bottom and just blow out your nose. That will clear it out completely. Now, once you've got that all sorted, another thing you might get is your snorkel leaking. The normal J snorkels, they don't have a problem really, but you do get the snorkels with the purge valves. And sometimes water gets stuck at the bottom between that little round, there's like a little round disc, plastic disc. So you just need to get that sand out there and it will work properly again. The sun tend to like get those little round seals burnt a bit, so then it will obviously be a goner for your snorkel. So you'll have to replace it. But I would highly recommend just the normal old-fashioned J snorkels. And then another thing is your fins. People tend to get blisters. Now that is because you are snorkeling with sand in your fins. So if you can just kick out that sand while you snorkel, you'll be 100% with no blisters at all.
Blimey. I didn't know it was as kind of involved as all that.
Yeah, anyway. There's a lot you can actually do to just have a comfortable snorkel.
So those are simple hacks, really, that anybody can actually do, isn't it?
It is, definitely, okay. Yeah.
Lovely. All right, how do I book a party of 10 to come and snorkel with Mishy? What do I do?
So we actually have, we take groups up to 6, which is our Discover. If you want to do up to 10 people, we can. You can just contact us on, like, just Google Snorkel Belita. You'll find all our all our info there for Tidal Tau. And then drop me a WhatsApp or an email, or you can complete our booking form online, and then I'll get back to you as soon as possible.
Are you on Facebook as well?
Yes.
So are there some nice pictures up there?
Yes, we're on Facebook, Instagram, TikTok. You'll probably see most of our pictures on Instagram.
Oh, wow. So it's just at Tidal Tau.
Yes, at Tidal Tau.
Fantastic. I'm going to have a look tonight.
Please.
All right, super.
Like us, follow us.
No, of course I will.
Comment.
I'll put a nice comment on there for you. I promise you I will. All right, great to see you again.
Thank you so much, Dave.
Hopefully we'll see you again next Friday.
Definitely. See you guys. Enjoy your weekend. Have a